These words are why we are here. This Word made flesh, God's Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the King of kings and Lord of lords, the long-awaited Messiah, the one who came to give us hope and to share God's love and to bring us joy in the midst of suffering and peace that passes all understanding. This is the one, this child of whom we speak is who we have been waiting for. Jesus, whose name means God saves. Emmanuel, God is with us. This is what makes us as Christians distinctive and different and unique among all religions. Because only Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh. And only God would have the genius and the humility to come and save the world through a humble human birth. Jesus came humbly, not as a warrior king with a large army, but was born in a stable, in a manger in Bethlehem. And yet the whole host of heavenly angels, the angelic armies came not with flaming swords, but with songs of praise that lit up the sky, the star over Bethlehem, the beacon of hope. And these angels, they appeared to shepherds who were tending their sheep, shepherds who were at the bottom of the totem pole in that society, shepherds who were working class people who were basically homeless, and they went wherever the sheep went. They were despised and reviled, and yet God chose to announce this good news to shepherds, to the lowly, to the weak in heart, to the suffering, to the grieving, to the poor, to the people at the margins. And then this star in Matthew's gospel, we know that it guided these magi, the wise men. These were Gentiles, pagan astrologers who looked to the sky for signs. And yet they had heard of the Jewish prophecies of the long coming Messiah who was to be born in Bethlehem and was the root of Jesse, the last in the line of the Davidic kingdom, the fulfillment of God's covenant. And when they came to Herod, and Herod tried to trick them, they went to Bethlehem, and they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. These kings, if you will, knelt at the feet of a newborn baby who was powerless and yet was radiant with God's glory. The shining image of God that we have all been created in. That all of us, when we are born as infants, bear that same image of innocence and beauty and light in the darkness. When you see a child who is born, they are the culmination of hope, and you are filled with love just by looking in their eyes. An unspeakable joy and true peace. See, this is life. Jesus represents all of us. He is the one we've been waiting for. And he is the one who came, the baby that was born for the sacrifice, to live a sinless life for us, to be obedient. This child who would grow up and grow in wisdom and favor with God and men, who would humbly ask questions and whose faith was challenged and he was tested and tempted. And when he was baptized, he was the beloved Son of God whom God was well pleased, and he hadn't even done anything in his ministry yet. And yet the Holy Spirit led him to be tempted for us, to walk in our shoes. He had been obedient to his mother and his parents. And before he started his ministry, he was tempted by the evil one, tempted with all the desires and unholy things, all the things that cause us to look inward at ourselves and forget our neighbor and forget God. Jesus didn't take the easy way out, and he certainly came in the hard way through the pain of childbirth. Jesus came for me and you and for us and for this dark world that needs the light of Christ, this light that we can now bring as Christians through the power of the Holy Spirit. It says in the book of Revelation that we will overcome. We will overcome evil and adversity and temptation through Christ, because by the blood of Christ and the word of our testimony, we will overcome. But friends, I believe that Jesus had already overcome when he came and was born in the flesh. God had already won the war. It was already written and fulfilled in that moment when he arrived. And he was destined to die for us, to bear our sins, all the hurt, all the shame, all the suffering, all the junk, all the yucky stuff in our lives that we see or we endure or we've inflicted on others, knowingly or unknowingly, even through our good intentions, that sin that separates us from God and from one another. Jesus came to be that bridge for us. He came to save us. To save us from ourselves and our self-deception. To save us from all our efforts to try to make things better when we continue to make things worse. But tonight is about our Savior, who was born a helpless baby and represents the hope that you all can bring in your lives to others in your relationships and to this community and the communities that we come from. That we can be salt and light for this hurting world. And tonight, I offer you this invitation to celebrate the birthday of birthdays. And maybe tonight, for some of you, it could be a new birthday. And you could experience new life in Jesus Christ. Because he's the one you've been waiting for. And even if you haven't been waiting for him, he's been waiting for you. So maybe tonight, that word might become flesh in your life. And God's words might ring true for you. And that your life could be the word become flesh. And people could see a different you. Like being born again. Not born through the human birth, but born of the Spirit and in truth. So friends, let us pray now for one another. And for those who don't know Jesus, who are walking in darkness and don't have the light of lights, and who have not met the one whom I call my Savior, my Lord, and my friend. Jesus, we humbly bow before you. We offer ourselves and our lives to you, all that we are and all that we have to you. We thank you that you came to save poor sinners like us. And you came to preach good news to the poor, and to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the year of the Lord's favor has come in your very being, in your sinless life, your death on the cross, and your resurrection, and now even your ascension, and especially in your promised return to come and establish your kingdom, where we will all be judged, and we will experience that final resurrection that started with you. Lord, we pray, Lord, have mercy on us and on our cities and on our families and in our relationships. Help us to be the hands and feet of Jesus. Help us to show love to others and to pray for our enemies and bless those who persecute us. And thank you, Lord, for loving us and seeing us and meeting us here tonight as the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And you came full of grace and truth. May we this night receive your grace and your holy love that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. so that we may walk in the light of your truth, the truth of your love for us and your love for this world. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.